Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this quick self-help segment, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to show you and give you some tips about how to better motivate employees. All right, so what is the bottom line core of motivating employees? And this is a somewhat deep concept. I mean, there have been books written about this, how to be a better leader, how to be a better manager. So this is a sub-component of being a good manager and being a good leader. So I'm not going to be able to cover it in the depth that I would like here, but I'm going to give you some practical tips and some key insights that you can take away with you and implement right now if you're a manager or if you're a leader. Okay, so motivating employees. The biggest point here that needs to be made, and where people go wrong, where managers go wrong, is that they try to incentivize their employees with the simple old psychological model of carrots and sticks. So they give employees carrots for doing the things that they want them to do, and they give them sticks or penalties for not doing the things that are required of them to do. And sometimes there's some discussion there is like, should I be using negative motivation or positive motivation? Should I give them a carrot or a stick? That whole model is wrong. That's not going to get you good performance, optimal performance from your employees. To really motivate an employee, what you want is you want the employee to be autonomous. You don't want them to be just a robot chasing a carrot or avoiding a stick. That's going to make a robot employee. What you want is you want a creative, autonomous employee who is going to be internally motivated. So this is about intrinsic motivation. And in fact, studies have shown that when people are intrinsically motivated, naturally motivated to do something, and you go in there and you give them even a positive incentive on top of that, like let's say this is the situation. They've actually done experiments where you can have a child playing with some crayons and just drawing, just for the fun of it. They have playtime, right, for 30 minutes. And they do that, you split that group in half, and you give one group, the control, just time to play for 30 minutes and draw with crayons, and you give the other group the same exact time, the same exact crayons, everything's the same, except you tell them that you're going to pay them now, let's say $20 each to sit there and draw something for those 30 minutes. Then what actually happens counterintuitively is that group that you incentivize extrinsically with the money, even though it's a positive motivation because it's an extrinsic motivator, it actually diminishes their enjoyment of that activity and it reduces their performance. And actually, you get better drawing, more of that, more creativity out of the group that's just doing it because they like to, rather than because they get incentivized to. So this example shows you that carrots, just giving employees carrots, is not always the best strategy. Telling your employee that he's going to get a bonus for doing something creative and doing something bold on the job, sometimes that can be a benefit. Sometimes that can actually be a detriment. Because if he wanted to do it anyways, you incentivizing him with money kind of cheapens the deal, right? It's almost like, think about it, if I just did something kind to you on the street, and then you're like, wait, let me pull out my wallet and let me give you $100 because you just did something kind, like you held open a door for me while I was carrying a stack of books. It kind of cheapens the humanity of that act. Like, I was just giving you something. I was just opening the door out of the kindness of my heart. I felt like that was kind of a nice thing to do, and I don't expect any compensation for it. Yet here you are, you're like this hotshot with a $100 bill now wanting to compensate me. I feel kind of dirty taking that money from you because this was something I was happy to do anyways. It's kind of that kind of thinking. So if you really want to motivate your employees properly, what do you think you have to do? It's not giving them more carrots, necessarily. And it's certainly not giving them more sticks. Nobody likes to be penalized for their performance at work. Instead, what you do is you inspire them. Great leaders inspire. Great generals inspire their troops in battle. Great presidents inspire the nation to rally around a cause. And the same is true for great leaders in companies. Every great leader in a company is a visionary. He has a vision. He has some ideal that he is driving towards, something that's a mission of his. And he is able to articulate this mission effectively all the way down the line so his troops know about it. So that when they're out there and you ask them to go to slaughter, to go face the trench machine guns, when you ask them to do that, they better have a damn good reason that they're doing it. It's not because you're paying them an extra $1,000 bonus. They're not going to do that. but they will do it if you appeal to their higher values. And what higher values am I talking about? These are higher values that all of us, all human beings, appeal to on a certain level. We all want this, and we want it intrinsically. We don't even need money for it. These are things like beauty, excellence, honesty, justice, order, love, kindness, fairness. These are principles that people resonate with because these are like appealing to their highest self. So what you gotta do is you gotta appeal to the highest self in each one of your employees. So what do they really want? What are their highest selves? So maybe you've got a sales force, right? One tactic you can use to motivate them is you can just say, we're gonna give the top three salesmen in this 100 people sales force, we're gonna give them an extra $5,000 bonus, whoever ends up of the top three people at the end of the quarter. And so that might be kind of a traditional strategy. A better strategy though, instead of having them fight for some bonus, which actually would be counterproductive, a better strategy is to create a vision for what they're working towards. Have them buy in to the company's mission, right? Not on a superficial level, on a deep level. So that means, for example, have a product that your salespeople can be proud of, that they want to sell. Don't have them out there selling a crappy product that they can't believe in. Have them want to believe in it. For example, have them sell a product that's important to humanity, that's progressing humanity. Do you think there's a difference between having a salesperson, for example, sell, a cheap, defective Chinese product that they know breaks 2 months down the road and then customers have to go and buy and replace it? Or you're selling something like your salespeople are selling like high quality wheelchairs to allow people to move better, or they're selling like a prosthetic leg, a better engineered high quality prosthetic leg that helps war veterans overcome tragedies of war and amputations. Which of those do you think is gonna like appeal to their higher values, right? It's kind of a no-brainer. And you can motivate people with that and make sure that they see what they're actually doing with the positive influence they're having. So if your product, if your service, if your company is having a positive influence in the world, and it should, and if it isn't, then that's really the problem that you need to fix first. But let's say it is, make sure that your salespeople or whoever's working for you is realizing what is happening and the role that they're playing. People are motivated when they have a vision that they're working towards, and they see that that vision is doing good, and they see that what they're doing is impacting that vision. So that's the next point, is you want to make sure that your employees know what it is that they're contributing to the cause. Because if I am sitting in a cubicle and just typing away at the computer all day, and I don't see the effect that that is having on the ultimate goal, then I'm not bought in. I can't be, it's not possible. I'm disconnected from the vision. I'm not seeing the feedback. But for example, if I'm typing stuff up and then I'm also seeing the emails that we're getting from the clients and customers with rave reviews and all these thank you letters that we're getting, and we're literally like dragging in piles of thank you letters into the office and like dumping them on the floor and on the coffee table, what do you think? And then like once in a while, like we'll get up and we'll read one of those thank you letters, or an employee can just walk by and read one at random. How do you think that's going to make them feel? Totally different, right? They can see the impact. It's like, oh, I made this piece of code. If I'm a programmer, I made this piece of code and it allowed somebody to all of a sudden have this amazing experience, and then somehow that positively impacted their life. Now I can be bought into that. That might be important to me. So that is a very important point to keep in mind. And finally, I think the last point that I'll make here is if you really want your employees to be motivated, then you want them functioning as a unit. You want them to be cohesive. And to do that, as the leader and as the manager, you have to be, first of all, in touch with your employees. Go out there and be connected with them. Listen to their concerns. Ask them what they want. Give them training. Actually care about them. If you treat them like cattle, they're going to behave it like cattle, and it's going to be hard to motivate them in any other way but a carrot and a stick. And that's not a very effective way to motivate humans. So treat them like humans, and then they will be motivated by human desires. So that is important. And then also, of course, values. Values are important. Make sure that your employee base is bought into the values that you as a leader are espousing. So first of all, that means you have to articulate your values. What is it that the company stands for? What is it that this division stands for? What are we trying to accomplish? Like, is it excellence? Is it loyalty? Is it customer service? You know, what is it? Define that stuff. And then make sure that the people that are on your team are actually bought into it. Not just in name. Don't craft up some hokey mission statement and values list and then just like pin it to some board in the cafeteria. This is something that people have to be bought into, because actually they've done research on this. Jim Collins famously did research on this, and they found out that really what it takes to keep an organization very successful over the long run is to have cohesion among values of employees. Everyone has to be on board, and they have to be bought into the values of the leader. If there's a lot of disparity of values, and one person has this opinion, and another person has this opinion, and the leader has another direction, and everyone's pulling in different directions, what do you think happens? Everyone's pulling in different directions, and the ship is going nowhere. It's going around in circles. You want a clear direction to where you're going, and you want people that are bought into that direction and are on board and are saying, yeah, I want to go there too. And when every one of your guys and girls wants to go in the same direction as you do, then where do you think you're going to go? You're going to go there. So those are some of my basic fundamental tips about how you want to set up your motivation strategy for employees. This is a deep topic. I think I'm going to shoot some more videos with more specifically breaking down each one of these points and maybe covering some other ideas that I have about motivation and specifically team engagement. So go ahead and check out my site for those. But anyways, I'm going to wrap it up here. Go ahead, leave your comments. I'd love to hear what you have to think, what you have to say about this. Please like it. Please share it. And check out actualize.org for more advanced personal development videos like this one.